Forgiveness of Sins, What Is It? By C.H. McIntosh, read by Dale McConaughey. Oh, the blessedness, transgression forgiven, sin covered, this truly is blessedness, and without this blessedness must be unknown. To have the full assurance that my sins are all forgiven is the only foundation of true happiness. To be happy without this is to be happy on the brink of a yawning gulf into which I may at any moment be dashed forever. It is utterly impossible that anyone can enjoy solid happiness until he is possessed of the divine assurance that all his guilt has been cancelled by the blood of the cross. Uncertainty as to this must be the fruitful source of mental anguish to any soul who has ever been led to feel the burden of sin. To be in doubt as to whether my guilt was all borne by Jesus or is yet on my conscience is to be miserable. Now, before proceeding to unfold the subject of forgiveness, I should like to ask my reader a very plain, pointed, personal question. Namely, dost thou believe that thou canst have the clear and settled assurance that thy sins are forgiven? I ask this question at the outset because there are many nowadays who profess to preach the gospel of Christ and yet deny anyone can be sure that his sins are forgiven. They maintain that it is presumption for anyone to believe in the forgiveness of his sins, and on the other hand, they look upon it as a proof of humility to be always in doubt as to this most momentous point. In other words, it is presumption to believe what God says and humility to doubt it. This seems strange in the face of such passages as the following. Thus it is written, and thus it behooved.